It is the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this Monday morning. I'm Sam Speck as we are joined in studio by the USD 445 Superintendent Craig Correll. Dr. Craig Correll, thanks so much for joining us here this morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
It has, since the last time I spoke to you, we just mentioned this a little bit off the air. What an eventful month it has been. By the way, congratulations to you being appointed, I believe you said, to the Governor's Board as well.
The Governor's Council.
Governor's Council, yes. As well. So congratulations on that. And another big shout out to USD 445, even more onto the statewide map. I'll tell you that. So
that's right. It's just a culmination of everything the school district and the community have done when it comes to supporting our education and just being front runners in a lot of areas. And the governor has seen that and definitely heard about what we're doing here and has appointed me on the council, and I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, gotta love that. And again, our schools, you know, when you're getting the attention from the governor right there, you know we're doing something right down here.
That's right. And the council itself is made up. There's about 40-some people on the council, and most of those represent a lot of business interests across the state. So it's not necessarily an education council, but it is a council that is charged with updating our education system the best we can.
Certainly. Well, we've got our regular meeting this evening at the Educational Center at 6 p.m., just like we would every other Monday or so. But before we get into the schedule here, I kind of wanted to hit on this this pamphlet here that you had for the
yes.
United for Our Futures. Kind of go into that for us.
What we've done this year, the four Montgomery County superintendents decided to get together and just talk about what our legislative positions are for this session. We have some great representatives and senators out there in our area here, and other areas aren't quite that fortunate. So, you know, Jim Kelly, Senator Dan Goddard, Rich Perrell, they're in constant contact with us. We'll get calls and texts from the House or Senate floor sometimes on bills. And what we wanted to do was just put together some information that really talked about what our priorities are, where we stand as a united front. And then also let our representatives and senators know that where that money is going for education. So there's some accountability for them also. We know this time of year they get mired down in so many details and so much going on up there that we just kind of wanted to create some bullet points for them to understand what it is we're doing.
Certainly, yeah. I mean, the session beginning, what was 3-4 weeks ago at this point, you know they're going to
yes.
be busy entering into new committees, a new governor as well.
Right.
So they're in a transitional period themselves. So this is just kind of to map it out, make it a little bit easier. And then you also got to appreciate as well that the Montgomery County Schools as a whole, you know, it's
mm-hmm.
not just district as a single entity. It's as a whole. And, you know, it's that's why we get known on a statewide basis
yes.
is because we do these types of programs.
Exactly.
So very cool. That's very neat. We can map that out this evening as well. So I don't know where it really looks like on the board tonight. Kind of a basic meeting this evening. You do have an executive session that you may want to talk about, but some things to get to beforehand on that. So, Craig, however you wanted to start on your guys' schedule for tonight.
We just have our annual fiscal 2018 audit report. And you know, one of those good things, there's no surprises coming on the audit report. Michael Spear does a fantastic job with being our finance director. So again, no surprises coming there. Our board will discuss, as you said, the United for Our Future legislative priorities, and then we will approve those later on. And then we do have some teachers coming in to talk about Summit Learning. Summit Learning is an online platform that we're using at the high school just to supplement the teaching that already goes on in the classroom and to help personalize the learning for our students. And what that does is just really allows some students, if they need extra support at some areas, they can get that. And then for some students who want to move forward faster, they're able to do that. It's part of our redesign efforts, and as you know, anytime you change, there's going to be some speed bumps along the way. Nothing's perfect, and Summit Learning is definitely one of those that's not perfect. Our teachers are fans of it. They've learned a lot with that, and we've had some students that some have struggled with it, some have excelled with the program, and so we're just going to talk the board through what the program looks like on a day-to-day basis and how we're going about tweaking that program to make it fit Coffeyville.
I mean, is it like an online course, or how does it kind of go around, or is it an extra class that they have to take?
There's pieces of it that are online, so they're in their regular math class, but it's a supplemental piece to that math class that the students can use. So they're not online in front of a computer the entire time. There's still a teacher teaching and teaching that in a very personalized way for each student.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah. No. Okay. So that makes sense. It's kind of just an additive, like you
yes.
had mentioned, a supplementative towards a class that they are already in. It, does Does it add to the workload? Does it just kind of make it easier, or obviously for some, in some students' cases, trying to get used to it, maybe a little bit more difficult at the start?
Yes, I think on the more difficult side, as far as A, it's different, so you know, there's a learning curve involved, but also there's just an added piece of rigor to this, and it really makes us stop and look at our rigor for the entire district, because we want to make sure that our students are being pushed to their limits, and this is definitely doing that. And some students are feeling the frustration with that, so we're realizing there's times we may need to back up and ease into that added rigor.
Yeah, and for something that I can base off when I was in college, now it was, of course, half of the grade was online for me, but at the same time, it grew that level of integrity to, you know, that I, regardless of what I do in class, I still have my things or my courses or my classes on my laptop or
right.
Online. Not only that, but it was a little bit more extra workload, but it wasn't really, it seemed like it. So it made you work a little bit harder, pushed you a little bit harder, just because, you know, now I do have to sit down and do on my computer, even though I know the information. It's just that extra work putting
right.
into it. So it's just pushing, like you had mentioned, for them to yeah. work their hardest.
And bring up a good point. Most of our students that are going to go on to further their education are going to have an online course. That's just part of the plan of study in most of your universities now, that you're going to have at least one, maybe even more online courses.
Well, and I'll tell you what, about 95% of businesses, they do have paper, but they're all basically technology-based now. So to you know, become a little bit more tech-savvy is never a bad thing in today's day and age.
Right.
So very neat. I've always appreciate those types of programs, or you know, obviously bringing it around now with the what is it, the summit program is what
yes.
you had mentioned. Great
yep.
stuff. Cool. So we got that to announce out there as well, and then let's see, it looks like you just have some basic reports as well between the child nutrition travel report and the Tri-County special education as well.
Yeah, those are all of our standard reports.
Cool. Just standard
and then
reports.
We also, I did want to plug, we have our musical Legally Blonde coming up. That'll be this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at Phil Kinley High School.
Great. Yeah, no, it's a funny movie that I remember
yes.
dating back to. So, and I'll tell you what, also with CCC and just really even in this area, you'd be surprised at the talent that they can find out there.
I mean, you're exactly right. And we kind of lucked into having our drama theater program. We had a Spanish teacher retire about 4 years ago. And we didn't know if we'd be able to find one, so you know, I had the idea of, well, let's open up a few different areas and just see what type of level of teachers we can attract. And we had Mr. Walrod, apply for a drama theater position, and as soon as the interview started, he just knocked our socks off, and we knew this was going to be something special. And what we found is, for those that haven't been to a musical or a play yet in the last couple of years, he does an amazing job, and like you said, the talent level of our students. And it really makes you think, you know, we didn't have this program before, so how many students were we missing along the way for years that this was their niche? And something I tell a lot of people, you know, when he first started doing this, some of the names of the students in the plays weren't names that I recognized or saw a lot, which really told me we've had a niche of students waiting for this program. So they weren't necessarily the students who are out for our athletic programs or were doing other activities. This was the activity they were waiting on, and we've had some unbelievable talent. They're getting scholarships, you know, to various colleges because of what they do in drama and theater. So absolutely incredible. And if you haven't been out, come out, because you'll really enjoy the musical.
Yeah, that's really cool, because you're right. It's those names that that don't pop up on the
yes.
yearbook for the football team, the golf team. And
right.
then, I mean, my goodness, Phil Kinley had multiple players that played baseball, football, and basketball now in the wintertime as well. And these, you know, they pop up. They're out there. They want those clubs, and it's up to the school district, and as we see here in 445, to provide those.
Right.
So, very neat
opportunities for every one of our students.
Well, cool. A little plug then. When is that, the Legally Blonde play? Is it coming out this weekend?
I believe the first one is Thursday night, and then Friday evening and Saturday evening. You can come to our website or our Facebook and get the specifics on the times.
Cool.
But we really want everybody to come out. Have a good time.
Yeah, no, and check out the local talent. Again, it is crazy. I did get to see one of the CCC plays, and I was amazed at that. And you got to know that, you know, a lot of those kids probably are here local,
right.
or from here locally.
Right.
So, yeah, that talent is here. So, again, speaking with Dr. Craig Correll here this morning, superintendent of USD 445, kind of a basic agenda tonight with the audit. Hopefully, I mean, good news. Nothing crazy coming out of that angle
nothing
there, but
it won't be too exciting. But yeah, nothing, and that's how we like an audit.
Certainly, it's just kind of dotting the I's, crossing the T's, making sure everybody is on the same page with
yes.
that. Any final notes off of the agenda that you wanted to hit on for this evening?
I think that's about it. 6 o'clock at the Board of Education office.
Easy enough with that. And again, get on out, get the information that you need. There's nothing wrong with going and absorbing the information. Then, if you have any questions as well, I know Dr. Craig Carell is very open, or whoever that question applies to.
Yeah, definitely call, email.
And just get involved. So once again, 6 p.m. tonight, Dr. Craig Carell, thanks so much.
All right, thank you.
It's the Mighty 690 KGGF.